It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
You say sandwich, I say sandwich, and yet we all get along and manage to order our lunches.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and with us now is our Sunday morning linguist, Ann Curzon, who is an English professor at the University of Michigan. Howdy, Ann.
Hello.
Sandwich, really? Come on.
It came to mind because I recently heard someone making fun of someone else for saying sandwich with an M. And I thought, you know, that's not very nice, especially because lots of us say sandwich, including me.
You do. See, now that shocks me. Sandwich. I'll have a sandwich. You're Ann Curzon. That's how you should say that. What did you find out about it?
What we have happening here is the simplification of a consonant cluster. So if you think about the word sandwich, you've got NDW in the middle of that word. And that's not the easiest of consonant clusters to deal with. For many speakers, what happens is that we will delete the D. So then you've got sandwich. Not impossible to say at all, but I want to pause here to think about the pronunciation of W and the pronunciation of N because it helps explain why some of us say sandwich. If you say the sound W, wuh, you'll notice that your lips come together. It's what linguists would call a bilabial sound, a two-lip sound.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's make an N. If you make the sound N, an N, you'll notice that your tongue is on the alveolar ridge, the ridge behind your top teeth.
Can't you hear everybody out there right now? Yeah, me too.
I know. Now, you can certainly move from the alveolar ridge to a bilabial sound. Easy enough. But if you make an M, mm, you'll notice that's also bilabial. Your lips come together. So what happens when sandwich is that the N becomes more like the W and becomes an M so that you've got two-lip bilabial sounds next to each other.
I think that's exactly how Rachel Ray would describe this as well with her Sammies, don't you think?
I think it's exactly what she would say. Now, you can see the same thing happen if you say the phrase in between. If you say it carefully, you'll get an N. But if you say it quickly, many of us will get an M in between.
Yeah.
Because that B is, again, a bilabial sound, so the N becomes an M.
It is subtle, though. It's not something that you would notice so much as the others.
You would not. Now I want to give you an interesting etymological fact.
Oh, boy.
I know, which is that you can see something similar happen in later Latin. When we borrow the Latin words, we then see it in English. The Latin prefix in, meaning not, shows up as in in most words. So incoherent, infallible, intemperate. But sometimes it shows up as an im, as in impossible or immobile. And it becomes an m before a bilabial sound, before p or b or m.
Those clusters will get you every time, won't they?
They will. Now, the fun facts keep going here.
Yeah.
That in prefix, the N becomes an L if it comes before an L, which is why we get illegible or illegitimate. And it becomes an R before an R, so we get irregular, not irregular.
Now, if everybody got that, super. If you didn't, send those letters to Ann Curzon. Hey, this was fun. Thanks a lot.
Have a good Sunday.
You too.